This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. You might not expect a veteran to be less than honorably discharged due to mental trauma, but that's the issue many veterans are facing today. As Shayla Klein reports, one student at West Virginia University is going around the state with lawyers to help veterans get access to benefits.
13% of discharges from the 90s to 2013 are less than honorable, according to a study by Swords to Plowshares in conjunction with Harvard Law School. That's more than 500,000 veterans who are less qualified for benefits and carry a lifelong stigma. WVU student Garrett Burgess hopes to help solve that problem. He's partnering with the WVU College of Law's Veterans Advocacy Clinic. Garrett says he plans to enter the military, and that's the reason he wants to help the clinic.
Whether that, you know, is like what I want to do with my career, there's not really that aspect that I'm aiming at, but rather what the kind of things that we all should be doing and serving as military officers is what my ultimate goal is, and that's helping one another out as much as we can.
The clinic provides veterans with lawyers to fight a bad paper discharge. Director of the clinic, Jennifer Oliva, says these discharges mostly stem from lower-level misconduct, such as drinking or being absent without leave.
What we find out, though, is when people are traumatized, when they've been in combat, they've been shot at, they've watched their battle buddy die in front of their eyes or get blown up with an IED, there's a lot of trauma there and often affects the person's behavior.
The clinic believes that many of these veterans are suffering from acute symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Congress recently confirmed that some less than honorable discharges are the fault of bad screening procedures for PTSD and other mental health issues. It wasn't until 2014 that a mental health official was required to review discharges, and a program providing mental health care to veterans with other than honorable discharges is expected to come out soon. However, the official reviewing discharges can be a physician with training on mental health issues, and the new program is limited to veterans in immediate mental health distress. It's these issues that inspired Garrett to use his Newman Civic Fellowship to help the Veterans Advocacy Clinic. The fellowship is led by a nonprofit called Campus Compact. Universities nominate one person per school to receive the fellowship, and from there, Campus Compact chooses fellows. There are over 300 Newman Fellows nationwide this year. Those students have a resource guide to learn a number of skills so they can complete a project of their choice.
How to develop communication ties in communities and how to reach out to these different groups and use your assets wisely. And that's what the fellowship is all about. It's just allowing you and giving you resources to be able to conduct your own projects.
Garrett will be traveling across the state giving presentations and talking to veterans about discharge rights. Law students will be going with him to help people fill out claims and answer legal questions. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Shayla Klein in Morgantown.
You can find more information about the Veterans Advocacy Clinic on our website, wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Areas of frost and fog this morning, increasing clouds and a chance of rain with highs in the 50s and 60s. A chance of rain tonight with lows in the 40s. A chance of rain tomorrow with highs in the 60s and 70s. Support for the weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. It's 7:48. Last Friday, we heard the latest story in our Struggle to Stay series from 20-year-old Colt Brogan. Colt told us what he wants for his life is a home, some land to grow a garden, and to have a family. Colt's motivated because his own childhood was troubled.
I come to houses like Ben's house, and I see a family doing well. I mean, they have a house, they get along, it seems, and their kids are happy, and I get tore up inside, and I can't fight back tears, and I'm just feel out of place.
but he's determined to make a home for himself in West Virginia and maybe eventually have a family farm where teenagers are welcome to work and stay. But for now, that's a far-off dream. For the past year and a half, he's been working for an agriculture training program called Refresh Appalachia. In addition to working in a small greenhouse, he also gets paid for the time he spends going to classes at a local college. But the program is demanding, and Colt says he doesn't have a lot of time off. Since we last heard from Colt, things have been easy. He haven't been easy. He shared the latest updates with Roxy Todd.
It's September 2nd, and since the last time we talked, a lot's happened. A little bit after we talked, I mean, I just felt like in complete turmoil. Got to the point where I couldn't really wash my clothes really well, and sometimes I'd do it by hand.
Washing his clothes became a problem because Colt's washing machine broke. That same week, his car broke down.
I mean, I carpool, and you know, they encourage us to carpool and stuff at the company, but...
Carpooling worked until one day when his coworker was off sick. Colt's boss said he had to find another solution, so he started walking about a mile to work and school on days when he couldn't get a ride. On top of his job, Colt stresses about managing all the work for his college classes. Some of his coworkers have left because their time commitments were too strict. One coworker was fired for not showing up to their classes. But Colt isn't a quitter. He's tough, and he's proud of that.
If you want to stay here in West Virginia, then I believe you're doing something right. Because it's hard to want to stay here, in my opinion. It is so rough.
Then, things suddenly spun out of control.
My cousin called me, and I answered the phone. It's like 7 in the morning. And she told me that my mom's house burned down. She's like, it's gone. It burned down, it's gone. Didn't really say much else.
Colt called his boss and said he needed the day off. Since his car was still broken down, a coworker drove him to what was left of his mom's house.
And it was gone. I mean, this top story was just burnt. And there were two walls, like, standing. But, like, I think it's just because it started in the middle and, like, burned, you know, towards the outside. And it just took a while. But, I mean, there's just nothing salvageable. Everything in the basement, if it didn't get burnt, it got soaked and, like, nasty.
This was the house along the Coal River where Colt spent a lot of his childhood. His 7-year-old half-brother, River, had been staying at his Aunt Beth's, so he was okay. Colt's mom escaped with no serious injuries, which was surprising because the blaze started right by her bed while she was asleep, from a candle she'd left burning. She did have a big burn mark on her forehead. The fire department took a while to respond to the 911 call because Colt's mom lives in Alum Creek, right on the county line, so the dispatchers couldn't agree on which county was responsible for her home. This is the call between emergency dispatchers at Kanawha County and Lincoln County 911.
5379.
Yeah, we have 5025. You have a report of a structure fire.
According to Colt's Aunt Beth, this conversation between the two counties was going on after the house had already burned. She says they'd actually made two earlier calls to 911 asking for help.
Okay, on the riverside or? Because we have the roadway.
Rusty?
But the river and everything on that side is in y'all's county. Is it on the...
I'm trying to find out, ma'am. I've got 3 EMS calls I have to dispatch. I'm so sorry.
Okay, let me figure this out. All right.
According to Colt's aunt, two local volunteer firefighters heard this conversation on the dispatch radio, and they brought in the fire departments from surrounding areas. But by the time the firefighters arrived, the house was a total loss. There wasn't much they could do. Everything was ruined, including dozens of musical instruments, their family's quilts, baby photos. By the way, this was not their first fire. When Colt was 2 years old, their first house along the Coal River burned down. And being so close to the river, Colt and his mother, Maria Murado, have also been flooded several times.
After the waters went down, it's nothing but sludge and nasty, stink, gross. We would have to get tetanus shots and bleach and go at it like that.
So they've lost things in the past, but this recent fire was the worst. In the middle of the chaos after the house burned, Colt's mom took off and didn't tell anybody. Colt was angry that his mom left without saying goodbye.
We didn't do nothing. We didn't do nothing accomplished today other than the house burned down. And it's just like the whole day was wasted. And that was the only day I had to give, too. So it was like hurt. Like it just hurt because it was like, it's impossible for me to take off work. Like it's so hard.
I asked Colt if it hurt to see his childhood home burn. He said he doesn't look at it that way, that he's already said goodbye to this house. When he was 17 and left home, he says he wanted it to be a clean break.
When I moved from there, I took my boots and stuff, two changes of clothes, and I was out, and I didn't care if I never got to go back. I mean, that's how I felt when I moved out of there. You know, I got enough to survive, no matter what it, you know, whatever it takes, like, I'm okay. I don't feel like that now. I mean, I don't feel like what I did was a mistake, but I don't feel like that you can ever, like, really sever those ties once they're there. I mean, that's why they call them ties, right? You can't, I mean, you say you do, you say you'd never talk to these people, you say a lot, but if you really loved somebody, even at one point in your time, it's like there's always somewhat of a connection.
One of the only things that made it out of the fire was a ceramic box Colt had given his mom years ago when he was about 4 or 5 years old.
It was like a jewelry box. It was shaped like a heart. It said mom on the top. And I thought that was just like kind of amazing.
His Aunt Beth says she's still hoping that Colt and his mom can eventually work things out.
Oh, it's my prayer every night that things eventually work out. But I don't know. I really don't. Two stubborn people don't always work together.
There is some happy news to share. Well, actually two things. But I'm going to wait until next week to tell you. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Lincoln County, West Virginia.
The Struggle to Stay series is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting's weekly news magazine, Inside Appalachia, following young people from across the region who are asking themselves whether to stay or go. Over the next few months, we'll meet 5 more people as they struggle with the decision, but the conclusion of Colt's story can be found next week on the Inside Appalachia podcast, which you can get from iTunes or at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.